Jean-Baptiste Carpeaux, La Négresse, 1868, recast in 1979. Head turned away, every line and gesture conveying powerful emotion. The head and torso of a bound African woman speaks in a modern voice. Jean-Baptiste Carpeaux created this work in 1868, working in opposition to the conservative academic style of his day, which prized cool, balanced forms. Early in the 19th century, artists worked in a traditional style, referencing the classic past to depict the present. By the mid-1800s, artists began to seek inspiration from the present, relying, as Carpeaux did, on keen observation to forge a new, more accurate vision of the world. Carpeaux developed a powerfully realistic style that relied on dramatic naturalism, even exaggeration in gesture and expression, to convey an idea. Carpeaux has depicted a young woman bound yet defiant. Her upthrust chin, far-seeing eyes, and hair lifted as she turns her face convey passion and life. Typical of Carpeaux's best work, the image combines visual truth with social and political ideology. Although his style was not universally appreciated, as it differed significantly from then-contemporary sculpture inspired by classical Greece and the Renaissance, Carpeaux was a significant force in bridging influences from the past with a more fluid and expressive present, as illustrated by La Négresse. Perfectly proportioned, the subject is alive, moving and expressive, contemporary and compelling. Our sculpture was initially conceived as part of a group of four standing female figures who encircle the globe and hold it above their heads. The figures each represent a distinct racial group. Our sculpture is the model for Africa. She is struggling to free herself, as the inscription makes clear, "Pourquoi naître esclave?" Why was I born a slave? Carpeaux has sculpted a large body of figurative work in response to an ambitious plan to create sculptures that beautified Paris. Equally skilled in the figure and as a portraitist, he enjoyed great favor with the royal family and important cultural figures. You can see Carpeaux's work on views throughout Paris, easily recognized by the fluid, graceful lines and generous proportion of the figures. La Négresse was initially created in painted plaster, cast in bronze, and finally exhibited at the Salon in 1869. The Salon was a French cultural and aesthetic institution, a biannual exhibition that displayed what was then considered the best of French art. Inclusion in this exhibition was a gold seal for an artist, a stamp of approval and value, an important accomplishment for 19th century artists.